Here with a quick review of the year in corn and soybean fields in 2024 and what's ahead for 25. It's Bob Perlee joining us from Dairyland Seeds, District Sales Manager. First, let's begin with that very variable year, Bob. A look back at 24.
What we experienced this year was a lot of variability, right? In our territory, generally yields were pretty good and better than many guys expected, especially kind of considering the wet spring we had and the planting conditions and in some cases late planting. And some areas were more affected than others, but if you got planted later, you had some challenges with the late dry spell there in September, August, September. So that impacted yield. So there's a lot of variability in performance kind of across the territory, and a lot of it just had to do with the weather and how you got planted. So thinking about 25, the thing I think about is no kidding, the improvement over time of genetics, right? And Dairyland's a part of Corteva, a regional brand, here in Northeast Indiana and across kind of Michigan and Wisconsin and Northern Illinois and to the west. And as a regional brand, as part of Corteva, we deliver, you know, kind of the strength of Corteva's genetics and traits to our area. And it's a really powerful combination. And I think about the kind of year we had and the performance we still delivered, that these products did. And I think back, you know, 15, 20 years and a year like this weather wise, I don't think we see the yields that we actually saw this year. So the improvement in the genetics and traits has been amazing. Things that excite me about 2025 is continuing to kind of deliver the new traits and the new genetics we've got coming. Corteva's is introduced PowerCore Enlist and Vorseed Enlist into the marketplace. And at Dairyland, we've got a lot of new products that are those traits. PowerCore Enlist is our new above ground trait with three modes of action for above ground. And Vorseed has three modes of action below ground for rootworm, and also includes everything that's in PowerCore. So the other thing about those new traits is you can use the Enlist weed control system if you need to add some Enlist kind of during the season to go after some problems weed-wise. Enlist is something you can use as a tool. And then on the soybean side, there's just we're in this time where there's, I think we've got 18 new Enlist soybean varieties that are, you know, pure Corteva genetics that have improved agronomics, which is really important for our area here in Northeast Indiana with the tighter clays and the issues we have kind of through the growing season. So it's really about kind of the new products, new traits and genetics coming forward. And it's exciting to be able to deliver those to our customers.
What would you say to a grower that is typically hesitant to add or even try a new product, likes his tried and tested and true hybrids and varieties that he's gone with and maybe even in 24 had good success with? Do you have a recommendation about maybe trying a little something on just a small piece of land?
You know, that's a great question. And obviously with all the new products we have, I work directly with growers and that's a conversation we have often. So we certainly want to keep using things that have worked in the past. One of the most important things a farmer, or I think growers, look for is consistency and predictability. You want to avoid as much risk as possible. So yes, certainly guys want to hang on to things that have worked in the past. And on the corn side, we do a lot of that, but yeah, we introduce new products. We do that in a lot of ways, within Dairyland, working with Mark Gibson, our kind of agronomist or technical agronomist for this area. we have a program called PXP, and that allows farmers to get a heads up look at brand new products that'll be available a year down the road. So we get field size testing across my territory on new products. So it really helps in the confidence level that customers can have as they start selecting some of those products and we start positioning those. So for us, it's allowed us to, instead of guys just maybe trying 12 bags or 24 bags or whatever of a new corn hybrid, we've got enough data from around their neighborhood and field size scale that we can plant the new things with some confidence. And so we do. Yeah. So it's a combination of both, Andy. We hang on to the stuff that's definitely worked, but we're always integrating some of these new products as we go forward, because the proof shows us that over time, the new stuff just is a little better. On the soybean side, kind of a different story. Guys are just chasing the new varieties. As we've transitioned, I've been a part of this Enlist story for a long time through the process of trying to get it approved and finally getting it into the marketplace. And it's really been a big hit across the marketplace. And so as we've moved into this 4 or 5 year life cycle of Enlist soybeans out here in the marketplace, we are now delivering at Corteva and through Dairyland Corteva genetics, new genetics with the Enlist trait, with better agronomics and more yield. So on the soybean side, guys are chasing the new stuff. Let's plant the new stuff. There's more yield in it, and there's better agronomics. So for my business on the soybean side, we're just chasing new things.
Bob Perley, Dairyland Seeds District Sales Manager for Northeast Indiana. Good luck in 2025, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, Bob.
Hey, thanks so much, Andy.
Thanks again to Bob Perley, Dairyland Seeds District Sales Manager based in Northeast Indiana. And I'm Andy Eubank.